This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the last hour, California had its first legal weddings for same-sex couples. Starting at 5 o'clock Pacific time, a few counties began to issue marriage licenses, among them the city and county of San Francisco. And joining us from San Francisco City Hall is NPR's Richard Gonzalez. Richard, what's the scene there at City Hall?
Well, Melissa, the mood here in City Hall is absolutely electrifying. Del Martin and Phyllis Lyon, two longtime lesbian activists, were wed by Mayor Gavin Newsom in his office just about a minute past 5 o'clock local time. They've been together for more than 50 years. They are both in their 80s, and they were the first couple married back in 2004. So it was their marriage, along with about 4,000 others, that set the stage for the legal battle that was finally resolved when the state Supreme Court here in California ruled in favor of same-sex marriage. A lot of jubilation inside of City Hall. I hear reports that there's some rather ugly shouting matches between people against gay marriage outside, but I don't think much takes away from the joy of the day.
Now, is that the only wedding there in San Francisco today?
That's correct. Tomorrow will be the big day for gay and lesbian couples. We expect perhaps hundreds to tie the knot. San Francisco City Hall will be staying open late and will also be open on Saturday. Scores of city employees have been deputized to perform the ceremonies, and other counties around the state are prepared to make similar accommodations. However, there are at least two counties, Butte and Kern counties, that have already announced that they cannot handle the rush, or they simply don't want to perform same-sex marriages. And those counties will issue marriage licenses, but officials there will not perform ceremonies.
Now, back in 2004, San Francisco started performing weddings for gay couples without the permission of the state. They had about 4,000 marriages at that time. Those marriages were later invalidated by a court ruling. Is there any idea of how many gay weddings there will be, at least in these first few months, this time around?
No, we have no way of knowing how many couples will be stepping forward this time. We do know that people are coming from out of state to be married here in San Francisco. The city officials here in City Hall, they say that they can issue up to 250 marriage licenses and conduct up to 500 ceremonies each day. And I should add that these will be individual ceremonies and not mass weddings. What the mayor and his aides are trying to do here is to promote the issue of same-sex marriage and put a human face on this issue. They are going to marry committed couples, and they want this image to be broadcast and projected across the country. It comes at a time when there's an initiative on the November ballot that would once again define marriage as a union only between a man and a woman. So there are a lot of people who want to get married before that question comes before the voters.
Now, what happens, Richard, if that ballot measure in November does pass?
Well, if a ban on same-sex marriage is imposed by voters, and it will only take a majority of voters to do that, then we basically will have a very interesting mess on our hands. And here's why. Voters can undo the Supreme Court's decision that allows these marriages. But once these people are married, legal experts say another ban on same-sex marriage will not be applied retroactively. People who are against same-sex marriage will argue that it should be applied retroactively, but this question will probably go back to the courts.
Okay, Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Richard Gonzalez at City Hall in San Francisco, where the first gay wedding under California's new court ruling was performed today, just after 5 o'clock California time.